Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's frickin' Friday. And it's the 6th day of October, 2023. It's 12:05 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shivey. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 if you want to unmute, if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 65 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 81 degrees today for the climate basin and a low of 40, so it's going to get warmed up today for a little while. I mean, the highs, they go up there, but they don't last long. I mean, a couple hours, maybe. Yeah, I was slow getting up here, you know. Fucking, I guess that's one of the fucking gifts they gave us when they were fucking winning our goddamn phones without our permission. Our private fucking property. You fucking scum-sucking goddamn corporate cocksuckers. All right, with the computer was muted. I couldn't unmute it. I kept pushing the unmute button. And finally, I slid the slider that turns it up and down. The fucker unmuted. Fuck you, punk bitches. Time's going to come when one of your fucking suits is going to walk out the door and just get dropped. You understand it? We can fucking get to you. Don't think we can't. Low-life son of a bitches. Anyways, where was I? I don't know what I did there. Okay, we got all that. I guess we'll take a break and then we'll come back and see if we're allowed to use our own fucking equipment. You motherfuckers, you fucking in our phones. I don't want your goddamn calls. Shove them up your fucking ass. Stay out of my fucking property. You don't know what I'll do to people who fuck with my property, do you? You will fucking find out. At any rate. Enough to piss me off. What the hell? Okay, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's pop over and see what they're pretending the fucking news today is, shall we? I mean, when I went to look going over the stories this morning, the other fucking computer, I'm going, what the fuck? This is yesterday's stuff, and it was on today's date. And I just switch it back, and it was jumping back and forth from two fucking days. Hey, you motherfuckers. Hey, when we can't talk no more, I guess it's time to do some fucking walking then, right? You cock-sucking punk bitch motherfuckers. What do you think? You're fucking bulletproof, you cock, you motherfuckers. Let's see what I'm going to get here. Oh, that is speaking in 2015, former Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohammed, I mean, this is you know, fucking warned about the globalist plan to reduce the global population down to 1 billion. We got a plan to reduce you down, motherfuckers, down to zero. You got that? Erase your fucking seed from this goddamn planet. You misery-making motherfucking slimeball son of a bitch and Zionist Jew cocksuckers. This is a video, so I can say there will be a need to kill many billions of people or to starve them to death or to prevent them from giving. And it says show more, but it just goes to this video over here, which you can go watch it if you want. And he says it pretty plain and clear. I mean, what we already fucking know. You think we're just going to you know, it takes fucking about 20 days to starve death. What does old Don Betcher used to say? A running man can cut 1,000 throats in one fucking night. You fuckers want some fucking war? We'll give you some fucking war. Prominent Club of Rome member Gunter Palai, you know, fucking is all these foreign motherfuckers. And I got fucking Swab down here, that German fucking Nazi motherfucker. And pictures of all these old fuckers who think that they're going to fucking do this, pull this shit off. You ain't, you old fuckers. You're going in the ground. The World Economic Forum was actually started by the Marxist founders of the Club of Rome. No fucking shit. We didn't know that. Chapter 11 filings by businesses soar 61% so far this year. This is by Tyler Durden. I mean, I got to watch for fucking, when I'm looking at old Tyler's shit and Zero Hedge, I got to watch for fucking propaganda. Because I think he's a Trump-tard. Updates to retail Davis bankruptcy tracker have been numerous in 2023 so far, with the all-important holiday quarter left to go. Ain't nobody got no fucking money for no fucking holiday. Maybe we'll have a different kind of fucking holiday this year. A wide array of U.S. businesses have struggled this year. In the first 9 months of 2023, commercial Chapter 11 bankruptcies have soared 61% year over year to 4,553, according to Epic Bankruptcy, which provides U.S. bankruptcy filing data. Small business filings in that time rose 41% to 1,419, according to the search released by Equip. And the American Bankruptcy Institute, and all considering every type of bankruptcy, filings in the commercial sector rose 17% to 18,680. Well, what the fuck do you think's going to fucking happen? This is deliberate destruction right in front of your fucking face. We've watched it fucking happen. Then up the fucking interest rates, man. Remember all those years they, if you were a fucking banker, you were getting zero. You were getting the fucking money from the fucking Federal Reserve for 0% and getting to lend it out for fucking goddamn. In fact, it ain't even fucking money. The debt dollars, you were getting them for 0%. And they were fucking, that's when they were buying up all the fucking real estate. So that's $2,000 for a fucking studio apartment that nobody can afford. No American national, but by God, they'll give a whole hotel over to the fucking drug cartels. And I think that's what's going on. There was a video yesterday of this dude. He was outside the hotel and the fucking come out on the side of the street telling him he couldn't fucking film the fucking hotel. And there's one guy that got standing there. I own this hotel. Who are you fucking drug cartel? You motherfuckers think you got the numbers to deal with the American nationals? You think you got the fucking guns? We ain't the goddamn bunch of fucking treasonous cock-sucking traitors in this country. We will blow your fucking asses in too. We do not fear you. After current declines, thanks in part to the pandemic era financial support, consumers filing also this year is up 17% to 313,458 per report. High-profile retail filings in the first 9 months of the year have included Davis Bridal, Bed & Bath Beyond, and Party City, and 11 more retailers may be on the brink. While the numbers of both commercial and individual filings remain below pre-pandemic levels, the increase so far this year is a sign that challenges, including expanding debt, are building, according to American Bankruptcy Institute Executive Director Amy Quackenboss. Struggling individuals and companies have an established lifeline through bankruptcy to help steady themselves and rising interest. Yeah, well, fucking Donnie used that 9 fucking times and came out of it all a billionaire, didn't he? Wonder how that fucking works. Why can't I do that? Inflation and increased borrowing costs, Quackenboss said in a statement. Many retailers began the year with a keen focus on cost cuts. Several, including healthy ones like Amazon, have slashed budgets through significant layoffs. Consumer distress is also viable, and rising credit and debt and increasing delinquencies on store credit cards reported to several retailers in recent months. In the second quarter, U.S. consumers collective balance rose to around $1.03 trillion, according to the New York Federal Reserve Bank. No, the fucking Jew, the goddamn Israeli Federal fucking Reserve Bank, the fucking goddamn Rothschild's private fucking bank that can't even be in this fucking country legal, a running violation of the 9th fucking article of our fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791, isn't it? Why is it happening? Well, guys, we're by God letting it. Banks' quarterly reports on household debt that coupled with the added burden of student loan payments that will resume for many this month are leading many analysts to temper expectations for holiday sales. Yeah, I would too. Ain't nobody got no fucking money. You sons of bitches, thanks to you fucking ripoff. I'm going to go spend fucking Christmas in Ukraine. I'm sure they'll have plenty of fucking shit, ain't you? Horrific story. We're putting millions of kids on psychotropic drugs without any thought to the repercussions. The medical industry has convinced us to treat energetic children as if they are mentally diseased. It's one of the greatest scandals in history, I believe. Yeah, this has been going on since my kids were little in school. I've told you guys about going over there in the big fucking serving tray. They fucking had, probably 100 fucking doses going around to the classes, giving the kids their fucking Zoloft and their goddamn whatever that other shit is. But this lady here, she's crying because she didn't want her kid taking the fucking shit. They gave the shit to one kid. These are little kids, and the little girl killed the little boy. Killed him. That's what this shit is for. It's psychotropic. It fucks with your fucking mind. That's what they want to do. All over the world, unelected globalists at the World Economic Forum and UN are fabricating every kind of pretext imaginable to seize millions of acres of land from independent farmers under the banner of UN Agenda 2030, as explained by Alex Mann, Jew, and Climate Depot. And I'm going to start not putting these goddamn videos up. You're either going to find a way to fucking tell I can broadcast them or they're not going fucking up. I'm not here for you, motherfucker, and your $100,000 fucking set. You got that, you cocksucker? Chicago residents seem to be enjoying how Democrats have allowed their city to be flooded with migrants. Another fucking video. I can't do nothing with fucking videos. We're going to have to fucking cut those clear fucking out. I'm tired of fucking advertising for other cocksuckers out there, you fucking punk bitch, fucking parasites. You're a fucking parasite on my ass. Justin Trudeau goes in for a meet and greet and tries to shake everyone's hand when he's told to his face, I'm not shaking your hand. You're a piece of shit. And I watched this video. And sure enough, they're telling me he's a piece of shit. He's got his thugs all the fucking around him. Open border. President Biden assures the press that the decision to resume construction of Trump's border wall was not his. They told him he had no choice. Who is in charge of the United States? I'd like to know. Another fucking video. This is the most disturbing video you will see all day. Director of Education of High Tops and LGBTQXYZWY4. Nonprofit focused on bringing queer theory and gender ideology into school says that the most critical time to get in the classroom are grades 5 through 8 to catch kids when they're starting puberty. The best time to get these motherfuckers is when they're coming out of their favorite fucking bar and walking by a fucking alley and put them in a fucking dumpster, I think. That's my opinion on this faggot bitch. Another fucking video. Transgenic edible vaccines, your next salad could vaccinate you. Well, of course they're going to do it. We've talked about that. Let's see what we got here. Showing the juice and shit. Gets us something we can fucking actually go over. DOD will pay $1.8 million to law firm representing service members in COVID vaccine mandate suit. What about the rest of the fucking people that they fucking killed? They don't fucking matter because they weren't a part of the United Nations fucking goddamn thug force. The United Nations goddamn corporate fucking mercenary army that they hire out to the fucking goddamn elite, the 1%, to go and steal the fucking resources of other people. These fuckers should come first, shouldn't they? The biggest fucking traitors in the fucking country, they should come first. The U.S. Department of Defense will pay $1.8 million in attorney fees to a Florida law firm that represents thousands of service members who were punished, demoted, or discharged after their request for religious exemptions from the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. It's not a fucking vaccine. COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It ain't no fucking vaccine. It's a biological kill agent. We all fucking know it. We're denied. Liberty Council, a religious freedom legal advocacy group, announced the settlement's agreements on Wednesday. The agreement came after 2 years of litigation and two class action suits, Navy SEAL 1, etc., all versus Austin, and Colonial Financial Management Officer, etc., all versus Austin, challenging the military refusal to grant the religious exemptions. Well, you're exempt from the fucking Bill of Rights. You're exempt from the fucking crimes you commit against your own fucking people. You should get the exemption first. Liberty Council filed the suits and successfully obtained numerous restraining orders and injunctions. Congress ended the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for U.S. military under an $858 billion defense spending bill signed by a corporate lord for fucking King Chuck, corporate lord for King Chuck, Joe Biden, on December 23rd, 2022. The bill gave the military 30 days to work out the details for rescinding the mandate. So they rescinded it, did they? Did somebody go to fucking jail? Has anybody gone to jail for our fucking loved ones they've killed? Has anybody fucking even got a traffic ticket for it? What about old Cuomo, that murdering motherfucker? Now, well, nobody's going to prosecute him. Maybe somebody's going to prosecute you, son of a bitch. I think the people should have by a long time ago had enough of this fucking shit. The Navy rescinded its COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It ain't a fucking vaccine. It's a goddamn biological kill agent. Biological kill agent. Biological kill agent mandate in January 2023 and ordered all Navy commands to stop any new adverse administrative actions associated with refusing the COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It ain't a fucking vaccine. It's a fucking biological kill agent, biological kill agent, biological kill agent. Settlement comes after judge declares case moot. The two lawsuits filed by Liberty Council were dismissed in May. The settlement agreement is unusual in that the judge for the two cases declared them moot, dismissing them in light of military branches' recession their mandate. So if I start robbing banks and I just stop robbing banks, we'll just call it, moot. Goddamn right. How fucking stupid. Never mind. Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver told the Defender about a law that allows prevailing parties in court decisions providing injunctive relief even when no financial judgment is made to file for attorney fees and costs. So the attorneys got the fucking bucks and everything else was moot. They just stopped fucking breaking the fucking law. They stopped fucking committing high fucking treason. They stopped committing fucking sedition. So it's okay. It's the DOD anyway. It's the fucking United Nations fucking thug force, right? The DOD and Liberty Council entered mediation last week and worked out the details by Friday, he said. Judges for the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals also ruled a number of other similar cases moot for the same reason. So you broke the fucking law And it was proved you broke the fucking law. And all you had to do is stop breaking the law and you don't get fucking prosecuted. And you probably didn't stop. You just keep on doing it. And they'll call, well, that goddamn communist motherfucking Star Chamber Chuck fucking King Chuck and his fucking Star Chamber, of course, will call it moot. We'll call that moot. Fuck the people that got screwed. Fuck the people that died. In a statement on Liberty Counsel's website announcing the DOD settlement, Staver said, the military, COVID doesn't exist. COVID doesn't exist. COVID doesn't exist. The shot is a goddamn, it's COVID shot mandate. No, it's a goddamn fucking, it was a biological kill agent mandate. Right? It's been proven. It's dead. Our heroic service members can no longer be forced to take this experimental jab that conflicts with their religious convictions. Though our daily work with service members in every branch, we have had the privilege of knowing some of the finest people who love God and love America. Fuck you. You're traitors. You're fucking corporate motherfucking thugs. And that's on the fuck you are. You're fucking working for the goddamn corporation, you stupid son of a bitches, and you're too goddamn dumb to know it, or you don't fucking care. You are not fighting for liberty and fucking freedom, or you'd be fighting for the fucking Bill of Rights. You'd be fighting these same motherfuckers that you're fucking, they're telling you to charge the machine gun nest. These heroes, they're not fucking heroes, they're zeros, they're traitors. Should not have been mistreated by our own government. Oh, my God, really? You mean by your own corporation? There ain't no fucking government. I mean, fuck, it is. Oh, here we go, man. Staver called for accountability at high risk. Was that goddamn Tyler Durden again? Fucking figures. Staver called for accountability at the highest levels. At the same time, we have come to realize that many of the high-ranking members of leadership at the Pentagon and the Biden administration need to be replaced. They don't need to be replaced. They need to be removed. They need to be tried, and they need to be fucking hung by their neck until they are fucking dead. Treason is treason. They've tried to take our fucking country. They're trying to take it. They're taking it away from you right fucking now. You're watching them take it. And you're sitting there on your fucking ass fucking polishing your gun. Collectively, they dishonored the brave men and women who defend our freedom. What fucking freedom are you defending on mine, you son of a bitch? I want a clarification on that, if you please. You're not defending nobody's fucking freedom. You're a fucking corporate thug. That's what you signed on for, and you're too fucking stupid to know it. We stand ready to defend our defenders. I bet you do, you motherfuckers, of freedom if any religious discrimination occurs in the future. Oh, I bet you fucking do, because nobody will fucking sign up for your goddamn fucking mercenary fucking army anymore, will they? They figured your fucking ass out, and the people that are left in there are wearing fucking pink fucking high heels and can't crack a fucking egg. Staver told the defender, a senior military officer told him, we have been prepared to fight the enemy, but we were not prepared to say that the enemy was our own military. You don't know. Say it ain't fucking so. The DOD is required to pay Liberty Counsel within 21 days. And that's the goddamn law firm. What are you going to do about the fucking people that filed the lawsuit? Oh, that's moot. We're just going to stop doing it. That's all. That's it. Service members suffered abuse, intimidation, and retaliation. So did every other fucking American, you cocksuckers. You always try to square these motherfucking traitors off like they're something special. They're not. They're the fucking enemy. Make no fucking mistake about it. They are swearing their allegiance to a fucking corporation, an unlawful fucking corporation, an ongoing fraud for fucking 240 fucking years, and they're fucking defending it. And they're going over and taking other people's fucking... You go down and beat up the blind girl on the corner and take her fucking lollipop. That's what you motherfuckers do. Court documents from the two cases revealed shocking evidence of abuse, intimidation, and retaliation of service members. Ooh, you got the fucking gun. You're tough motherfuckers. Two service members reportedly committed suicide. Many who refused the vaccine were discharged. Stavers cited. But if you'd got the fucking, if you'd have got the goddamn, what the hell they see? If you would have got, if you'd have got the fucking, what the hell is it? Son of a bitch. If you'd have got the deferral, you'd be out there fucking blowing up little fucking kids on the Gaza Strip, or you'd be in another fucking country blowing their people up. Be in Yemen killing little fucking kids, wouldn't you? For their fucking oil, you pricks. You don't fight for fucking freedom and liberty. Don't you fucking try to pretend you do. Stavers cited the case of Lieutenant Colonel Peter Chambers, one of the only several media medical flight surgeons in the world. Chambers spent 39 years in the military receiving a Purple Heart before being told he needed the to be vaccinated. He was injured by the COVID-19 shot. No, he was injured by the biological kill agent shot and forced to retire before reaching his 40th year, losing the compensation that would have come with the milestone. Good! For 40 years, you've been treasonous, you son of a bitch. Because you can't read a fucking document that was meant for a third grader. That's what you fucking are. I have no compassion for you motherfuckers. Instead of honoring him, they overnighted his belongings in a box, Staver said. Staver told the defender that they are working with attorneys in the military to help service members recoup their losses. Oh, yeah, but what about my fucking wife? I want to know about my fucking wife, you motherfuckers killed. You don't get, these motherfuckers matter and we don't. They don't fucking matter. Get rid of the whole fucking lot of them. They are of no use to us. They do not defend liberty. They do not defend freedom. They do not defend the people's fucking rights. They defend a fucking a fraudulent, lawless, unlawful fucking corporation, and that's it. But that due to the unique elements of each individual case, the cases did not lend themselves to being combined in a class action lawsuit. Fucking goofy. Like there's a fucking court, a real fucking King Chuck's fucking courts. Why don't you go to fucking England and file your fucking papers, you assholes? His law firm also is working with members of Congress to pass an act that would provide compensation for these service members. What about the rest of us? What about the rest of us, people? Tell me this doesn't fucking spit in your fucking face. They get compensated. We get to fucking bury our loved ones. You fucking scum. You will fucking pay in the end. But it's stuck in the Democrats-controlled Senate. Oh, there we go. Let's get some election horse shit in there while we're at it. You propagandist piece of shit. He said, vaccine mandates hurt military enlistment. Oh, do they really? I mean, fucking the fact that you're violating the motherfucking unalienable, absolute, highest fucking law in this fucking land, the unalienable law, December 15, 1791. Now, that doesn't fucking hurt military enlistment. You'll run right in there and fucking shoot your fucking people in the fucking back, you bunch of fucking pricks. You don't know what fucking freedom is. You never looked it up in the fucking dictionary, did you? Let alone what the contracts you're signing to become fucking corporate fucking mercenaries that are hired out to fucking goddamn the 1% so that they can go and fucking take the fucking resources of fucking, like I said, the little blind girl's fucking goddamn sucker on the corner. You go down there, crush her fucking ass, take her sucker and hand it to your fucking Jews. Over 1.4 million service members were forced into vaccination, my ass. No, fucking, they did it. They weren't forced. The people that are the real fucking victims in this shit are the people who didn't take the shot, and they don't want to talk about the fact that the fucking ones that did take the shot poisoned the ones that did take the shot. They might as well have fucking shot them. They murdered them. According to Daniel Runyon, senior counsel at First Liberty Institute, author or organization representing military service members. Fuck militaries. You're a member of the United Nations motherfucking cocksucker corps. You got that? You don't defend freedom and liberty. You don't even know what the fuck it is. Many experience side effects like heart problems. Yeah, everybody. I mean, why is this fucking group singled out? Well, because you can't get no more new recruits. You can't get no more new because they figured out what the fuck you are. To the people who figured out who the fuck they are, fucking, hey, you know what? Good for you. You don't have to be a part of this shithole. Only 19,460 service members remain unvaccinated as of October 2022, she told the Center Square in July. While many Americans may have largely moved beyond the detrimental impacts of the COVID-19, no, there is no COVID-19. There is no COVID-19, Goebbels. There is no COVID-19. It ain't no fucking vaccine. It's a goddamn biological kill agent you released on the fucking human race. You are a fucking goddamn terrorist. You are an international war criminal. You're a fucking scumbag. Vaccine mandates, one of our nation's greatest assets, my ass sits where you're fucking at, where your fucking worth is at. Our military service members are still suffering the consequences, she said. Well, fucking poor ass them. What about the rest of the fucking people? What about the 4,000 people or 40,000 people, I can't remember what it was, that Cuomo killed? What about those fucking people? Anybody doing anything? Has that motherfucker even got a traffic ticket yet? Of course not. We don't fucking matter because they don't need us. But you know what? They tell us that our guns, and we don't, it ain't like you could fight anybody with your guns. Soldiers aren't any part of modern warfare. It's technology. Yeah, that's why are you fucking panicking because you do not have the man behind the trigger? Because the man behind the trigger is the baddest computer that ever fucking existed. We're the ones that created it. Who made who, motherfucker? We made you, and we will destroy you. Are still suffering the consequences, she said. In March 2022, the Biden administration asked the U.S. Supreme Court to let the Department of Defense enforce its vaccination mandates. Not a vaccination. Violation. I mean, it's been proven that it is a goddamn biological kill agent, and it was created to kill fucking people, to fucking cull the fucking population down to, now they're saying down to 1 billion. But we know what the Georgia Guidestones said. Even if you did blow them up, you motherfuckers, we got memories longer than a head of a cabbage does. On a group of unvaccinated Navy SEALs, after a federal judge upheld lawsuits by 35 SEALs that granted a preliminary injunction on the grounds of religious freedom, religious freedom ain't in it, man. This is taking action against you without due process of the law. This is operating outside the law. This is fucking rogue. This is fucking goddamn criminal. This is fucking goddamn treason. Religious freedom. That ain't the only thing that was fucking. When you violate one part of that goddamn Bill of Rights, you violate it all, and that's a fucking fact. Representative Brad Winstrup, Republican. Republican Democrat. I was against it right there. I remember back there in that article when they talked about it. My buddy did there. Yeah. I've been selected by the Bilderbergs to maintain my seat. And you guys got to go out and you got to play like you're fucking voting, because you ain't fucking voting. You're not. You don't have nothing to say about it. You fucking goyim. You fucking low-life nobody son of a bitches. On the coronavirus pandemic. Oh my God. Said a July hearing that because of the vaccine mandates, our military recruitment and retention has been negatively affected. No fucking shit. I mean, there maybe are some people that have a fucking conscience that can read at a third grade level. Scary, isn't it? Come on, let's see what else we got. Eric Adams heads to Mexico to discourage illegal immigrants. Still says he believes borders should remain open. I mean, this is just another fucking traitor, right? Where are we at in this goddamn mess? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Teliquin, the state of Jefferson.
regular guy, doing the best you can. Sometimes it just ain't enough to fit into the plan. Always wondering what else is out there, what you want to do. I get the feeling more and more now, I've been made the fool. They take you wrong, they call your name, say you don't even try. Back in the club, I guess nobody sees I ain't satisfied. And I don't remember what it is they done to me. Seen this concrete mess. I won't ignore this change in me, not for someone else. I feel stronger than ever before, and I do this for myself. You can work your life away, never be a man. Oh, hold your head.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:45 Pacific time, and I was hogged all with Swamp. I didn't have time to hardly make the board because of the fucking with my fucking computer once again. You were a bunch of cunts. You fight like fucking cunts, and you'll die like fucking cunts. I'm pretty fucking sure of that one. If anybody ever gets the goddamn cojones to fight. Where were we here? Look and see if we have anything else but goddamn fucking. This sounds all right. New Zealand government exempted elite from deadly COVID jabs while forcing vax on public. They wouldn't do something like that. Now, would they, people? This is by Baxter Dimitri, The People's Voice. New Zealand's Minister of Health granted vaccine exemptions to key staff while hypocritically rolling out the world's most draconian vaccine mandates and insisting the public be vaccinated. Why don't you fucking come and assist me, you motherfucker? Like I said, what's getting missed here and what's getting taken out of the picture are the typhoid fucking Marys. You talk about not having a choice in the goddamn matter or even filing an exemption when some son of a bitch and goddamn cowardly motherfucker goes and says, well, government for the place and then go vote and takes a fucking jab and then fucking sheds the shit on you, makes you fucking sick and die. You fucking don't deserve to live, you motherfucker. Well, you already got the vaccine in you, so you'll get yours. The hypothetical vaccine exemptions for the elite were granted by former Prime Minister, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's government before she stood down and accepted a new role as the World Economic Forum's global disinformation czar. Keep it in the family. Ardern's decision to allow the elite to refuse the vaccine while forcing the vax on normal people was, what's the difference between the elite and normal people? We got to skin one of these motherfuckers. I got to know. People was revealed by an Official Information Act, OIA, request, HN, whatever, dated August 7th, 2023, which asked the following question. According to the legislation at the time in 2021, we were operational exemptions available for those who were not getting vaccinated against COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. And we're going to see that motherfucker, man. They are going to pour it on, Goebbels. I'll be right there for you. COVID-19 doesn't exist. You're a fucking phony ass fucking liar. Your website outlines the process of applying for an operating exemption under clause 12A. How many requests were received? How many were approved by the ministry? Matt Hannett, Interim Director, Prevention, National Public Health Service, T. Watu Ora, replied from 13 November 2021 to 26 September 2022, a total of 478 applications for significant service disruption exemption, SSD, were received. 103 applications were granted, covering approximately 11,005 workers. Please note that it is not possible to provide the exact number of workers that were covered by SSD. This is because it was possible for an organization to submit an application to cover more than one worker. This article is available in its entirety at a PDF as a PDF document. Guy Hatchard reports, I have made inquiries and found some staff prepared to leak information. One source has told me that 95 consultants in the Dunedin region alone benefited from vaccine exemptions. Another source has pointed to a group of doctors working in Northland, who arranged among themselves to remain unvaccinated. The total appears to run to hundreds and possibly more. Well, yeah, you weren't going to take something you know is going to kill you. If it's killing us, I mean, it's just like these motherfuckers that sold our rights out. Yeah, I'll sell my fucking brother's rights out because he's give me a pocket full of gold. And I don't use those rights. I don't need them anyway. I'm going along with the fucking goddamn international corporate fucking mafia because I'm a fucking lowlife fucking Mason piece of shit. In any case, any doctor advising a patient that the mRNA vaccine, COVID vaccine, here we go. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It ain't a fucking vaccination. It's a goddamn biological kill agent. It's a biological kill agent. It's a biological kill agent. Might be risky. Faced disciplinary action, and many were actually suspended. So medical staff allowed themselves to be manipulated into a position whereby if they were unvaccinated themselves, they were still required to advise their patients to take the kill shot. They weren't required. They were still in a position. They forced you. They held a gun to your head, didn't they? No, they told you, we're going to take your goodies away, motherfucker. They always talk about the fucking goddamn welfare recipients. We're going to take your welfare away, and that's what they're going to threaten you with. What about you motherfuckers in your fucking licenses? You motherfuckers drive Mercedes and Porsches. You fucking the same bunch of shit, aren't you? Patients to vaccinate a receipt for widespread hypocrisy in the health service. This process was clearly approved by Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, who himself gained considerable notoriety by refusing vaccine exemptions to those among the public severely injured by the first jab, insisting that they continue with a vaccination schedule, giving Dr. Bloomfield's close working relationship with Jacinta Ardern, and Chris Hipkins, it is quite likely they were both aware of the process and approved it. The opposition leaders were also likely kept in the loop. But you see, all along, people, it seems that, you know, like all the time, they knew all this shit, all the fucking long. And they were saying, we don't know, we didn't even stick it in the fucking rat. We don't know. No, you fucking put goddamn mammon before human fucking life, you motherfucking scum. You're going to get what you got coming. The criteria for granting exemptions apparently entailed an assessment covering how vital staff were to the working of health service. In other words, senior figures and those holding key surgical positions could actually insist they remain unvaccinated and continue to be allowed to work. Whilst unvaccinated nurses, for example, could not gain exemptions and lost their positions. Well, of course, I mean, that's what socialism is, isn't it? Social classes. I'm an elitist. I'm above you. We got different levels of fucking people with different levels of fucking rights. Well, that ain't the way it works, motherfuckers. We have the fucking inalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791. Fucking, it is the people's fucking jurisdictional authority. It is the people's fucking authority over this motherfucking country. And well, this is another country, I guess. So it don't matter. Go kill everybody. Just let them kill your ass instead of killing them. They're a handful. It'd be easy to wipe them out, but why, man? God damn it, that would be fucking dangerous. If senior staff who wished to remain unvaccinated had spoken out publicly, the issue of COVID vaccine, not COVID vaccine, because there is no such thing as COVID, and it ain't fucking vaccine, it's a biological kill agent, safety might have been given a public airing. Instead, the Ministry of Health and the government kept a lid on all and any decisions. It did so through liaison and mainstream and social media outlets to censor content and through tight control of staff. Is this a conspiracy theory or is this a fucking actual conspiracy that they're telling you about? I think it's an actual fucking conspiracy that they carried out is what it says, isn't it? So why did senior medical staff choose to remain unvaccinated? I decided to remain unvaccinated, but both Laura and I both, I mean, because all the fucking people around here got paid fucking big bucks to take the fucking vaccination. We got it through the goddamn fucking spread of it through the shedding. That's what they see. They're wanting to get rid of that fucking shedding thing. More, I guarantee you, more people were fucking infected with that shit from that vaccine, that mRNA, than the fucking shots themselves through the fucking typhoid Marys. I guarantee it. But they see, if you can get rid of that biggest fucking number, man, you start going back the other way. Oh, it was this many. I go, fuck you. I know what happened. I was there. They may have been aware of a 2019 paper in Frontiers in Oncology Journal entitled Gene Therapy Leaves a Vicious Cycle, which reported gene therapy has been caught in a vicious cycle for nearly two decades owing to immune response insertional magnogenesis, vile topism, off-target activity, unwanted clinical outcomes ranging from illness to death of participants in clinical trials. But you know, you think about all those people out there who said no. They knew that motherfucking shit was going to infect every fucking buddy. They knew what they were fucking doing. You're not going to hear about those fucking people, just like you ain't going to even hear about the ones that took the shot and fucking died, because nobody counts but the fucking military, because they're trying to get in back in good with their fucking thugs. They need those fucking thugs, because the people are coming with the pitchforks and the motherfucking torches, aren't they? And patchy regulations, despite the evidence of prior harm and the misgivings of senior medical consultants who were in a position to make a reasonable and evidence-based assessment of risk, you may think that the biological kill agent was in fact safe and effective. It was as subsequent research has demonstrated incredibly against the evidence. The government is still encouraging the public to get vaccinated. Could that be because they know that it's fucking going to kill you? It was built to kill you. It actually succeeded in what it was intended to do. They just couldn't get enough stupid people to take it, and they didn't get enough people killed through the typhoid Marys. The stupid people who did take it, who killed other fucking people. You fucking people, think about it. You took that motherfucker, and now you know what it was. It was poison. You spread that poison. You killed innocent fucking people because you're cowardice and because you're fucking stupidity. That's why the other people fucking died who knew better. They weren't. That's how you get rid of the fucking smart people, I guess, is fucking infect the stupid people and let them come around them in the fucking store. Let them come around them in the goddamn parking lots. Let them fucking infect the fucking smart people. Just like I'm wanting to put it in the fucking lettuce we were talking up there earlier. They got the article up there about we want to put it in the fucking lettuce and stuff. And you, if you eat lettuce, you'll get vaccinated. You fucking try it, you son of a bitches. I mean, when you know you're going to fucking die, people, don't fucking hesitate. You got nothing to fucking lose. Take those fuckers with you. As someone who has analyzed social data over the last 50 years, I do sympathize with the doctors who opted for caution. I don't, because they knew it was fucking deadly. Every fucking one of them did. They should have refused to fucking administer it. They didn't. Why? Because, well, I won't get my paycheck, my big zillion-dollar paycheck, and I won't get my kickback from the pharmaceutical company. I want to go fishing on the Amazon this year again. That would be a normal reaction to new medications. It takes years to assess safety. So how unsafe is the mRNA COVID vaccine? Extremely, extremely unsafe. And all you fuckers that took it, you gave it to other people who were smart enough to know it was unsafe. You are stupid. You're fucking cowards. The 2023 excessive death data across OECD nations, the top most highly COVID vaccinated. No, goddamn it. COVID doesn't exist. It's a goddamn biological kill agent. Nations in the OECD are in order: Portugal, Chile, Canada, Iceland, New Zealand, Spain, and Australia. Their average percentage of the population vaccinated is 91%. And you got, I don't know what you're, I don't believe it. You put a fucking number up, I don't believe it. I know 91% didn't go out there and just fucking stick their fucking arm out. That might have been how many you got with your Typhoid Marys, but that Typhoid Mary shit ain't going away. It's fucking a part of the history, and before it's all done, you're going to fucking answer for it. You are going to fucking answer for it. Their average rate of excessive deaths so far in 2023 is 12% above the five-year historical average. The latest COVID vaccine nations in the OECD are Slavic Republics, Slovenia, Poland, Estonia, Czech Republic, Hungary, Switzerland. The average percentage of the population vaccinated is just 63%. Their average rate of excessive deaths is so far in 2023 is zero, compared to a five-year historical average. In other words, they have averaged a normal death rate. Says you, Mr. Fucking Propaganda. Like I said, I didn't believe the fucking ones up there above it, and I don't believe your motherfucking 0%. You're a lying son of a bitch. You're a proper fucking gander. You're a part of the goddamn Ministry of Lies that thinks they're going to worm their way through this and worm it into the election. I was here on it. I was there on it. Oh, I just knew, and I tried to stop it. I tried. I really tried. I'm so sorry all your fucking loved ones are dead. You're going to be. Anyone who suggests that the death rate among the unvaccinated is higher than the vaccinated is running against the tide of evidence. This view doesn't fit with the international data. Fuck you, son of a bitch. I bet you more people, when this all came out, If we ever take this fucking country back and we get the facts out in the open, you're going to find out that more people were poisoned by the Typhoid Marys than all the fucking rest that were vaccinated and unvaccinated. Well, the unvaccinated people, if you didn't get it from the Typhoid Marys, you fucking lived. But everybody's got it. I mean, I've got it in me. I got sick. I got something from some motherfucker, cowardly son of a bitch, who went and fucking, oh, I better go get a shot. The government said I need to take a shot. The government tells me to do something, I run from it. I know what them motherfuckers are. And what do they want? Oh, yeah, that we had the video back there that I didn't go through. We just want to bring it down to a billion, the population down to a billion. That's only 6-7 billion people we got to kill. You see, ain't as bad as that Georgia Guidestone thing with the 500 million or less. I mean, fuck people. They killed our loved ones. And we're sitting here fucking discussing it. We're disgusting. And I've had enough of this shit, man. We're going to call it a program. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, think about that. I mean, we're going to try and bring out some stuff on the Typhoid Marys. We're working on it. We're going to work. I mean, I want to know the truth. I want to know how many people died because of other people's, I mean, to die of somebody else's stupidity. When you were smart enough to say no and try to avoid being around the stupid son of a bitches and the motherfuckers still ended up fucking killing you. Think about it, people. Think about it. That's a word from the trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!
Here I come.